Hello?
Yes. Can I speak with Laurita Lauro, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Okay, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, would you have a few minutes to participate on this survey, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
Black American.
Okay, thank you. And I know I see you a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on 2024 election for president, Congress? Would that be definitely vote? Probably vote 50-50 or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
64.
All right, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential congressional election. In November 2024, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. But you can use any number from 0 to 10.
10, 10, 10. I'm extremely motivated.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, are you closely... how closely would you say you have been following the news information about politics and candidates in all the last year? Very closely.
Well, I look at, very, very close. I'm a politics fanatic. I look at news every day.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'm a Democrat. I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
I'm voting for Joe Biden.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the, you know, the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I approve. I strongly approve. He's making things happen. When Trump was in, he wasn't making nothing happen.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
I'm satisfied.
Very?
It's going to get better. It's going to because we had to go through COVID. So I'm satisfied. Yeah, I'm satisfied because we got out of COVID. And it takes a while for the economy to get back right.
In your opinion, would you say economic conditions are getting in the country getting better, staying about
better.
The same, or getting worse?
I think it's getting better.
All right. All right, ma'am. Thinking about the issues, you know, facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues in your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, reducing crime, protecting abortion rights, protecting the strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, border security, lowering the cost
of
health care.
All of the above.
But can you select two to be the most important to you, okay?
Fight inflation is good, too, because I don't think we're really that far back. I think housing needs to be, you know, it's a lot of stuff that really need to be adjusted. But I think Medicaid, health care, that's a big thing for me. And I think the inflation.
Inflation. Okay. You say inflation, right?
And Medicare. Yeah.
Okay, because I have a creating more jobs and raising wages and passing common sense gun reform to help, you know, keep guns out of the hands of wrong people. But you said
that has a lot to do with Congress and those Republicans. They're not cut loose. They're bought. So there's nothing we can do about that. You know, eventually we can vote all those people out. But I mean, what can we do about it? They keep on pass the gun laws. They don't care nothing about the gun. And that's not the Democrats. That's so damn Republicans.
So
we can really do. I can say all I want to, but they're not going to do anything. They don't mind watching people die.
So be protecting and strengthening Social Security, and you say something else. What was the other one that was?
I said economy.
Economy, be okay. Okay, mm-hmm. Reduce.
And abortions too, though. Abortion, women's rights. Women's rights. No, I take economy off. Put women's rights down there because they try and take all the women's rights. Put abortion and all that stuff, but the women's rights. That's what I'm going for. I think
okay.
That's more important than me than the economy.
Abortion
economy
rights,
ain't that
right.
Bad. But when you take the rights of women away, I think that's horrific. Horrible.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, you know, in organization using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means mm-hmm. that you are, like, cold and unfavorable. And 50 mm-hmm. means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number, depending how you feel. In if you have no opinion, have never heard of that person or organization, let me know, okay? The
okay.
First one would be Bernie Moreno from 0 to 100. What do you think about
him? I can't stand
him.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Tim Scott.
I can't stand him. He another. He's a double zero, triple zero. He's off the time. He's everything. He's the worst one.
Cornel West.
I like Cornel West. I give him 80.
80.
He got a
okay.
lot of work. Yeah, I give him 80. Yeah, I like him. I can't stand another
teacher. Hakeem Jeffries.
100. He gets 100.
Okay. Sherrod Brown.
I like him too. I'll give him 88.
88? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden.
I give him 90.
90, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about Republicans in Congress? The whole Republicans.
I can't stand none of them. Zero.
Zero, okay. Kamala Harris.
Yeah, all right. I give her 80.
80? Okay,
yeah.
Donald Trump.
Oh, my God, I give him a zero. I hate him. I can't even see why he's on the ballot. He's a criminal.
What about Democrats in Congress? The whole Democrats in Congress.
Well, I give them an 80 because they're trying. I give them an 80. Oh. They're trying, but them damn Republicans won't let them do it.
All right. Thank you.
Why you
to okay,
ask,
I know.
Ask about them, why you to ask about them about the border?
We're fixing it there. We're fixing. Just
okay.
give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what is the election for president we'll have today and the candidates for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Jill Stein. For whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know, okay?
Wait, hold on. So when you were talking, somebody was trying to click in on the phone. So you was breaking up. So I'm gonna see this is what you were saying. You're trying to see who I would. I don't like that Kennedy dude. I don't like him.
Okay, here are the people that are Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, mm-hmm. Cornel West, Joe Biden, Jill Stein, or undecided.
So you wonder who I would vote for? Joe
yes,
Biden.
It's the election.
Joe Biden.
Okay. All right, ma'am, if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, okay.
Moreno, he's
a
maggot.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration doing? What is it doing? What are they doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some.
Hmm?
Have you heard a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. All right, and what have you heard, seen, or you know, read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden? Has, you know, administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
It's not what I just heard now is how I've been watching his presidency, you know. And his presidency, he's always trying infrastructure, everything, you know, the unions, he's out there helping people and families. And so, therefore, I've been watching him, period, you know. So, Not just now. He's been there for 4 years. I've been watching him. He's been doing a good job.
So has it made it much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat most less favorable?
Most favorable.
Okay. In your own words, ma'am, can you tell me what have you read, seen, you know, heard makes you feel more favorable towards, you know, Biden administration? Can you tell me that in a few words?
Yes, I have. I got a little increase in my Social Security check. I infrastructure, I saw the new streets and the roadways and bridges being fixed. I see he gave a student loan reduction. He gave them money back. I could go on and on that he helped out the unions for the car unions so they can get their money together. He's really working hard for overseas. I could go on and on and on. How much stuff you want?
Not just anything that, you know, that the reason why you feel, you know, favorable towards him. That'd be good enough for me.
Okay.
So your Social Security been good, right?
Yeah, he gave a few extra bucks when I got Social Security. Gave me $39. I got an increase before I even bit was a year, so that was cool. I liked that, you know. At least I got something, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Infrastructure. Make sure you put that down. The roads and bridges and all that stuff. That's real important to me. Because without them fixing all that in this world, everything is crumbling. And also,
so infrastructure.
Yeah, infrastructure means a lot. Yes, it does. You know, I appreciate that little money I get from my income tax, which is fine. I mean, my Social Security. I work for that, so he ain't really gave me nothing, but he gave me a little increase, so I appreciate that. But infrastructure means a lot. Our roads and bridges and stuff, you know. And then he's getting back money for student loans, and you know, I go on and on with tell.
Okay, and have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Only a little or nothing at all about him.
I hear a lot about what he's doing. He's running his big fat mouth like he always doing. And he's a felon and he's a sex pervert and everything. So, no, I can't stand him.
Okay, and have you recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
I ain't never going to like him.
So
you put on there, wherever's worse to worse, you put that on there for me.
Somewhat more favorable or somewhat unfavorable? Much more unfavorable.
Much more unfavorable. I never liked you.
Okay, can you tell me just in a phrase?
He is a racist. Say what?
In your own words, what can you say about him, you know, that you don't like him?
He's a racist. His daddy was a racist. He's a rapist. He's a con man. He got 34 felons. He should have 91 by now, but all the people on his side, they not let him go to court. So he's a bum. I don't like him. He's everything. He's everything that's nothing. I don't like the dude. And then what I don't like it too, and I hope you guys don't be getting fooled by him, you know, the Hispanics and Mexicans and stuff like that. He don't like y'all neither. So please don't vote for him. He's trying to fake you out. He's not going to do nothing for you. I'm telling you. All he think about is himself. So I'm telling you now. Tell your family and friends. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's the worst mistake you could ever make. So.
All right. All right, man. Now that, you know, I like to read you some, you know, some others have said, you know, believe that threats to the biggest, you know, African-American community. Which of the following do you believe it to be the biggest threat to the African community right now? You may choose to, okay? Stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back in order to rise to freedoms, capital Social Security and net, like, you know, Social Security, rising crime and violence, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected as president again, or lack of of greater economic opportunity of jobs in the community.
Triple up vertical speedway.
I'm trying to figure out. Wait a minute. You asked me. Hold on, let me turn this thing down. Well, I got to hear you really good on this one.
Okay, well, let me read it. Okay.
Hey, read again. I got to turn it down.
I'd like to read you some others have said, you know, they believe that threats, you know, to that African-American community. Which of the following do you believe, you know, to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now, okay? You can make, you may choose two
gun
of those,
violence.
Okay?
I can tell you right now. Gun violence.
Okay,
That's what's hurting the African community. Gun violence.
Rising crime and violence, right? Rising crime and violence. What else?
And what else did you say? What else is horrible? Stagnant
wages and rising costs. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Rights and freedom, and cuts in Social Security.
We'll go with that. All right, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with the issue, okay? Implementing common sense gun reform to help, you know, keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Would that be Trump much better?
Joe Biden. Trump ain't good at nothing.
Better?
Joe Biden. He would be better.
So be Biden much better or somewhat better?
Yes. But Biden would take care of everything better than Trump. I don't care what it is. So I say Biden.
What about growing the income and increasing economic opportunity for people like you? Would that be Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump is nothing. He never did nothing for me.
Okay, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Biden or Trump?
Biden. He already did that so far. He didn't get it. Trump ain't never securing did it. He got out Obamacare. No.
Securing our borders. Would that be Biden or Trump?
Biden, because Trump put all them kids and separate them from their families. That was a horrible thing to do down there in the border. So
what about the
Biden?
The rise of white supremacy in nationalism, would that be
Trump? It's Trump, because it's always been like that, and that's the only people behind the majority of it is the white people, and they're Republicans.
But who would do better, you know, dealing with that problem? Would that be Trump or Biden?
Trump is one of them, so I think I go with Biden, because Trump is one of them. What are you going to do? He's encouraging them to be a racist. His daddy was a racist. So
what
his
about
whole family's a racist.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Would that be Trump or
Biden?
Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling, you know, the Israel-Gaza war makes you more or less favorable towards him?
Oh, I don't care nothing about over there. Y'all care about the children getting killed and everything. They don't care nothing about us. And if I was being black people and everything, I know you don't want to hear all this, what I'm telling you right now.
Would that make you...
I'm going with Biden. I can't stand Trump.
But would that make you
more
favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat less
favorable?
Okay.
I will go with Biden.
All right, man.
I'm more favorable with him.
Okay, As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges, you know, related to falsifying business records to cover up, you know, an alleged affair with adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with 2016 election. Do you agree or disagree with this verdict? Would that strongly agree?
I think they said throw his ass in jail. I agree with it. Throw his ass in jail. How about that? Yeah, he shouldn't be walking the street.
Okay.
I bet you and I wouldn't be walking the street. They'd have ass in jail years ago.
See, Donald Trump was found, you know, guilty of 34 felony charges. His supporter has said, you know, black people are more likely to vote for him because, you know, he's relatable to African Americans, generally speaking. Do you agree or disagree with this statement? I strongly agree.
I disagree that any black person with any common sense will vote for Trump, period.
So would that be a strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree. That's ignorant people who want to vote for Trump.
Those are ignorant, uneducated black people, like the white people down in Virginia and all them. They just all messed up too. So no.
Okay.
I say what I say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would that be very often? Often, not often,
not often. I'm on social media, I'm on TV, I'm on everything. Yeah.
Okay, from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of the information? Would that be YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or X, TikTok, or Instagram, or many other?
TikTok and Instagram.
TikTok and Instagram, right? All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, okay, switching gears, just the last few questions, so just for statistical purpose only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you had completed? From first
college.
Grade to 11th grade, high college. School graduate,
yes.
From college.
I graduated in college also.
But did you graduate all of bachelor's degree or just vocational?
I got a bachelor's degree.
Okay, bachelor. Okay, ma'am, are you married? Married?
Divorced.
I'm married. Living with a parent, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Did you say divorce?
Yes, separated or divorced.
I'm divorced. I'm divorced and single. And loving it.
Which one was single or just separated and divorced?
I'm single, because you made me a rich man looking. They must read that one single.
There you go. Okay. And do you have any children, 18 years of age, living, or younger, living in your household? Yes.
No way. That's why I'm having such a great time. No.
All right, ma'am. Thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm moderate. And,
moderate.
Some liberal stuff, I'm moderate, yeah. Because I'm not too liberal neither, because a lot of stuff going on I don't like neither. You know what I'm saying? There's too much homosexuality stuff going on out there. I don't like all that. So.
And how often do you attend church, okay? Or religious services?
I was there last Sunday. I go to church all the time.
Twice a week or more?
Once a week on Sunday only.
So it'd be every week, right? Just one time a week.
Yep.
Okay. And thinking about your neighborhood you live in, would you say you nearly all, more than half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
I tell you the truth, we have we got a Mexican, we have a white person family. So we even count that as two. We got two.
But
would you consider Mexican? Is Mexican white?
Nearly,
what is Mexican?
No, Mexicans are like, other race. We're talking about nothing but white.
Okay,
nearly all white people, not more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none at all.
They're moving in the neighborhood. they really are though. Let me see. Not too many. Wherever not too many is that on there, hardly not that many. Whatever.
So hardly any, right? Hardly any.
Hardly any, yeah. But they trying to move in.
I remember.
Rebuild.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban. Totally black.
Urban. Okay, and were one or more you or your grandparents born outside the United States? Yes or no?
We see. Well, yeah, my grandfather, my mother's side, he was German, so he was born in Germany. I'm trying to think about it. It's another one that's white too over there on the side. Oh yeah.
So
my mother's
so
father, he was Jewish. So where was he born at?
Okay.
So he was Jew. So I had a Jew and a German. So yeah,
So were one or more of your parents born outside the United States? Parents?
No, my parents wasn't. No, my grandparents was.
Okay. What about you? Here. Were you born outside the United States? Yes or no?
I feel like I was. No. Especially when I go to Hawaii all the time. I'm like, oh, I really feel like I was born there, but even though it's United States, you know. But anyway, yeah, I was born right here. Can't you tell?
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Oh, my God, no. No, I'm strictly
no.
A woman.
Okay. Hey. Get it. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. This concludes the survey. I would like to talk to you another time, okay? Maybe call you another time on a survey. That
all
was
right.
Nice. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good one now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.